This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hi, this is Carl Martin, your Farm Bureau Director from Zanesville Township. Are you going on vacation or on a business trip? Whether you're working or playing, it's easy to rent a car for your travels. Your Farm Bureau membership makes it affordable. Rent your next car from Alamo, National Car Rental, Enterprise, or Hertz. Join Farm Bureau today and save on your next car rental and other great benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With six series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
And first of all, on the Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.04 and a half, up 3. July wheat trading at 7.12 and a quarter, up 2 and a half. May corn now trading at 7.19 and a half, up 1 and, or excuse me, now trading at 7.19 and a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. July corn trading at 6.55 and a quarter, down a quarter. May soybeans now trading at 15.27 and 3 quarter, up 6 and 3 quarter. July beans trading at 14.24 and 3 quarter, up 5 and a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 7.01 and 1 half, up 4 and 3 quarter. July wheat ended at 7.09 and 3 quarter, up 5 and a half. September wheat ended at 7.18, up 5 and a half. May corn yesterday ended the day at 7.18, up 30 and a quarter. July corn ended the day at 6.55 and a half, up 19 and a quarter. September corn ended at 5.68 and a half, up 14. May soybeans yesterday ended the day at 15.21, up 32 and three quarter. July beans ended at 14.19 and a quarter, up 20 and a quarter. August beans ended at 13.45, up 15. May soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 457.90, up 136. July meal 415.10, up 83. August meal 388.60, up 48. May soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 49.61, up 44. July oil 49.61, up 38. August oil 49.36, up 36. May oats yesterday ended the day at 412.5, up 3.5. July oats 382, up 3.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is John Ray with Monday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were sharply higher late Monday afternoon. Strong cash markets and wet extended weather forecasts supported a higher corn and soybean futures on Monday. According to the National Ag Statistics Service, the weekly crop progress report, the U.S. corn crop was 28% planted compared to five-year average of 65%. Illinois producers had planted 17% compared to 64% for the five-year average. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 20 cents higher at 679 to 695. Soybeans are up 25 to 29 cents at $14.80 to $15. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 17 to 21 cents higher at $6.77 to $6.92. Soybeans are 21 to 25 cents higher at $15.01 to $15.19. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 20 to 24 cents higher at $6.79 to $7.04. Soybeans are up 28 to 30 cents, ranging from $15 to $15.22. Wheat was 9 to 11 cents higher at $6.90 to $7.18. Illinois soybean processors placed their soybean market 20 to 25 cents higher at $15.44 to $15.54. The basis levels were unchanged to 5 cents higher at $1.25 to $1.35 cents over the July. High-protein soybean meal for 48% was offered at $8.30 per ton higher at $4.54.10 to $4.60.10. Illinois corn processors placed their cash market 19 cents higher at $7 to $7.10. The basis levels were 45 to 55% over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 18 to 19 cents higher at $7 to $7.10. with the basis unchanged to 1 cent lower at 45 to 55 cents over July. Soybean bids are 30 to 34 cents higher at 15.30 to 15.40, with a basis of 10 to 14 cents higher at 112 to 125 over July. Wheat prices were up 4 cents at 6.98 to 7.02, with the basis down 2 cents at 12 to 8 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 27 to 28 cents higher at $6.98 to $7. These elevators raised their soybean bids 29 cents with bids at $15.43 to $15.44. Soft wheat was up 4 cents at $7.28 to $7.29. Milo was 21 cents higher at $6.66 to $6.67. Contract bids to producers for new crop grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $5.05 to $5.19. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.72 to $11.80. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $5.05 up to $5.21. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.80 to $11.98. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $5.10 up to $5.31. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.85 to $11.99. And June-July delivery wheat contracts in the southern part of the state range from $6.80 to $7.07. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 91.92, down 7. June hogs 90.92, up 42. July hogs ended at 91.02, up 12. June cattle yesterday ended at 120.57, up 12. August cattle 120.87, up a dime. And October cattle 124.12, up 20. May feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 134.85, down 52. August feeders 146.20, down 42. September feeders 148.30, down 52. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you, and this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with your afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis was 21 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $86 up to $93, with the weighted average carcass price of $89.74. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $2 higher, and U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $43 to $46, the 4 to 5 weights $45 to $50, the 5 to 550 weights $50 to $53, and 550 and up $52 to $56. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were $32 to $34. Heavyweight boars over 300 pounds were 10 to 16. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded $2 higher, ranging from $60 up to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,403 head. and in the direct cattle trade from the National Slaughter Cattle Review. Steers on a cash basis traded at $122.50, and heifers on a dress basis traded at $198. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading has been moderate to active, with 256 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $90.70, and that was 83 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were slightly higher. Choice carcasses were $205.13, that's 15 cents higher, and select carcasses were at $191.83, and that was 63 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Monday, slaughter cattle were estimated at 123,000. That compared to 122,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 400,000, which compared to 396,000 last week and 402,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 161 unchanged. For block cheese, 180 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. For barrel cheese, 172 and a quarter, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, 1851. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, 682. For June, 690. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, 682. And for June, 684. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, 1513. And for June, 1454. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 692. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 682, corn at Scottville, 682, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1513, wheat at Scottville, 692. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com. Service starts here.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plant Solutions.
Sunny skies, warmer today, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 80s with southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear and warmer tonight, lows in the mid 60s. Tomorrow Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, the high in the mid 80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Thursday and Friday, lows in the upper 60s, highs in the low 80s. Right now, 54 degrees under partly cloudy skies at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Congratulations to all the seniors at Gillespie High School from Smiles Plus Dental Care, State Farm Agent Jessica Ely, and Gina Gachardo, CPA, all of Gillespie. Hopper's Pest Control and the Adopt-A-Pet Shelter, both of Benelde. The Crevanier Funeral Homes in Gillespie, Benelde, and Bunker Hill. Hillsboro Energy and by Carlinville Area Hospital. Excellent health care, close to home.
Gillespie High School seniors include Jessica Baldwin Johnson, Dakota Barber, Alexandra Barnett, Jessica Ballman, Marcus Beeman, and Brittany Bertolis.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Asgrow soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. Whether you are switching corn acres to soybeans or just haven't ordered your soybean seed yet, consider Asgrow on your farm this season.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow soybeans.
Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
Need a Kubota? Call Seavers Equipment Company in Auburn for all of your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, and utility vehicle needs. Seavers Equipment Company carries a huge supply of Kubota equipment and attachments for you to choose from. Seavers Equipment also has the parts inventory and the factory-trained technicians needed to keep your Kubota maintained and running. Call Seavers Equipment in Auburn at 217-438-6111 or visit them on the web at SeaversEquipment.com.
And first of all, in the farm news this morning, a longtime area ag teacher and FFA advisor is retiring at the end of the school year. And with a report, we'll join Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Well, the month of May means a lot of things to Illinoisans. It means a planting season continues. It also means the end of a school year. And for the ag department and FFA chapter at Hillsboro, they'll see the official retirement of Marty Niehaus. He's been an FFA advisor and, more importantly, an important part of the community as his FFA students reach out and have done so much in the Hillsboro area. Marty talked with me back at the FFA convention in Indianapolis this year about his convention memories and really his memories in the classroom. Talking about maybe some of the best years that you've been at convention, and you have a lot of highlights.
Well, probably the best highlight for national convention was when my daughter was elected to national office, and then of course the following year when she and her officer team ran the convention. Very exciting. At the same time, I have appreciated and been excited about having our exhibit here probably four or five times during my time in Hillsboro. We've also had people in the national band and the national chorus.
What is the best thing about being an FFA advisor?
In my mind, it's seeing students develop. They come in first year, and you see the vision for them and trying to get them to see what they're possible to do. And it's not necessarily being the best, being the top, just improving themselves to be an important person in the industry, in the community. No, the FFA advisor is almost, you could say, a year-round commitment. Sometimes I've been accused of living at the ag department. That has not been true really lately, but I still spend a lot of hours, and I just try to make sure that the opportunities are there for the students.
For a new teacher, ag teacher, FFA advisor, what's your advice after all these years of watching the students grow and the chapters grow and develop? What's your best piece of advice for a new ag teacher?
I'd say just take one thing at a time. Stay with what was there when you got there, and then try to put your own signature on it one thing at a time over the next several years, and finally after about 4 or 5 years, it will become yours. Actually, another piece of advice, if you want to be a millionaire, all you got to do is from day one when you teach, write down those things that entertain high school students and write a book about it. You'd make a million.
So what's next for you after the end of the school year?
Well, I'm still going to be around helping out because there's that time from July and August that I've got to make sure the students are still involved. But after that, my wife is also retiring this year, so we're going to be spending a little bit more time with our videography business where we will videotape weddings. We kind of cut down about 3 years ago because we were getting too busy, so now we're going to ramp that up and see about getting more weddings. And then, of course, I can now do some more things around the home.
We talked about your next step. What about your hopes for the Hillsboro chapter from here on out?
Well, I just hope that they continue. And I would say this, that no matter who comes in, it's going to depend on the students to rally behind that individual and encourage that individual and show that they are willing to work with them. Whether it's new ideas or old ideas, just support them.
Congratulations to Marty Niehaus. We wish you the very best of luck. And I know I speak for a lot of people in thanking you for your commitment to young people in this area. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it's coming up on 6:28 on this Tuesday morning. Here's the latest Illinois cost of production report. And for that, we'll join Jerry Milberg of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with a recap of the Illinois Production Cost Report from Thursday, May the 9th. In our report this week, anhydrous ammonia ranged from $850 to $910 a ton, an average price of $888.46, down 25 cents per ton. Urea ranged from $500 up to $560, an average per ton price of $527.44, down $2.22 per ton. Liquid 28% nitrogen spread range from $380 up to $405, with an average price of $392.25, down 86 cents per ton. Diammonium phosphate ranged from $555 up to $640 a ton, an average per ton price of $600.21, down $1.94. Monoammonium phosphate unchanged, range from $5.95 up to $6.38, an average price of $6.14.50. And potash range from $530 to $600 a ton, an average of $5.67.19, down $5.15 per ton. And farm-delivered diesel fuel range from $3.37 up to $3.59 per gallon, an average price of $3.50. That's a penny lower. That completes a recap of our Illinois Production Cost Report. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The American Farm Bureau Federation has joined forces with conservation, environmental, crop insurance, and other agricultural organizations to create a plan that would link conservation efforts to crop insurance. The American Farm Bureau Federation Farm Program Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher explains why in this story from the Farm Bureau's Jana Miller.
32 different agriculture, environmental, and crop insurance groups have teamed up to create a solution to some controversial proposals within the new Farm Bill. Those proposals deal with crop insurance, which many expect to become the primary safety net for the nation's farmers.
It's a pretty big deal. I think it's been at least 25 years since agriculture and the environmental conservation community have come together on such a big issue. We came together because the provisions that had been put in the Senate bill last year were just awful and would have been really unworkable.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the problem was with the idea of means testing and payment limits for the crop insurance program.
We've come up with what we think is a very workable alternative, which would not limit eligibility and which would have crop insurance tied to making sure you weren't breaking up highly erodible land or plowing up wetlands. But if you did have an accident and something happened, maybe you drained a ditch a little bit deeper than you should have, you would have 2 years to mitigate that problem.
So if farmers and ranchers use good conservation practices, they're eligible for the crop insurance program. Thatcher says the proposal would not use any means testing for a good reason, because larger farmers are often more likely to withstand a disaster or a bad year.
In general, if you means test and you lop off the larger farmers, oftentimes they're the least risky farmers. So if you take the least risky out of an insurance pool, you have more risky people remaining, and those risky people who are remaining are going to pay a higher premium because you lost the least risky people. We don't want to do that. We want to keep as many people as possible eligible for crop insurance and make it as workable of a risk management program as we can.
The coalition hopes its plan will be part of the discussion when the Senate Agriculture Committee starts debate on the new farm bill next week. Jana Miller, Washington.
House Agriculture Chair Frank Lucas told farmers in his home state of Oklahoma last week about his expectations for his committee's farm bill markup tomorrow. The Senate Ag Committee will begin markup of the 2013 farm bill later today. Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow released her draft of the markup last week, which includes the Agricultural Risk Coverage, or ARC, proposal, along with a target price provision. Senator Lucas says the inclusion of those provisions is opening a door for House members, particularly those with interests in peanuts and rice, and he says this represents a great step forward. Lucas says it lays the groundwork for compromise, but ultimately both ag committees have to address all commodity groups during a farm bill markup. All commodity groups need to be able to participate, Congressman Lucas says, when it comes to options along with ARC. The latest report from the United States Department of Agriculture shows 28% of projected corn acres were planted as of the 12th. While that's more than double the 12% planted by May 5th, progress is still behind the five-year average by 37 points. National Corn Growers Association Chairman Gary Niemeyer says farmers are heading into their fields and taking advantage of every possible window to get the corn crop planted. By taking advantage of every warm day dry enough to get into the fields and using significantly more efficient technology, Niemeyer says growers can make progress not even possible just a few decades ago. For most farmers, he says 1 week of warm, drier weather will make the crucial difference. And once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.04 and a half up three. July wheat trading at 7.11 and a half up 1 3/4. May corn now trading at 7.18 and a quarter up a quarter. July corn 6.55 and 3/4 up a quarter. May soybeans now trading at 15.28 up 7. July beans trading at 15.25. That's up 5 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield.